I like one. You lean forward so I can rub your butt.
Okay. Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I'm your host. And today, we've got John Miller back on the podcast, which is so exciting.
Yay. Welcome everybody.
Yes, welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. Before we get started, there are some things that I wanted to cover. First off, you can always support this podcast monthly, and it can be from 99 cents to 10 bucks. It really helps us out. There is a link in Spotify that you can find. I also put a link in the show notes, so that's awesome. The other thing that I want to tell you about is that I am offering brand coaching. And so if you want to get in a slot, it's a half an hour. We get to chat and talk about your next project. That is also in the show notes as well. And it's super easy to sign up, and I make it really simple, and I'm excited to talk to you. So now that we've got that out of the way, John, what is our topic today? Did you forget?
You said, is it parenting?
Yes.
Okay, parenting.
Correct. Yay. Well, we're just gonna I don't know, talk about how it's been so far. I am pregnant. Yay.
You still are pregnant. Will you be pregnant when we release this podcast?
Yes. Hopefully. I mean, that would be very close. I think that would be very early. But yeah, we're getting close. I think probably 4 weeks. We have 4 weeks left. So how does that feel?
I'm excited. No more heartburn.
Yeah. That has been my main symptom that's been so irritating. Even worse than throwing up.
Yeah, you haven't thrown up in a while.
Yeah, so I guess that's nice.
You did throw up that one time.
Yeah.
When you were emptying out the vacuum and it was gross and you just threw up randomly.
Which wouldn't have normally bothered me. I don't know. There's like some gross things that I can't.
Did you ever find your earring?
No. I was cleaning out the vacuum because I think I vacuumed my earring up and I was pretty bummed about it. But no, I never found my earring.
Yeah, she puked. Anyway, is puke okay to say on this podcast, or is that like you're gonna blur?
It's
beep
a
it
part
out?
Of my life, and it has been for 9 months. So, if we couldn't say it, I feel like that would be
so
dumb.
Just be careful that if you're a pregnant woman and you are looking for an earring, a vacuum, and you go to clean it out, just be warned that you may puke. So,
it happens. Some people get like more nauseous when they're brushing their teeth. I've heard that. I don't understand that, but that's a thing. You can get more like sensitive to like your toothbrush getting too close to the back of your throat. I've heard that one. Some people are just nauseous all day and never throw up. I think that's worse, honestly. That was not my experience. I threw up as soon as I felt like I had to throw up. I'm like, get this out of me. But it only lasted like 10 weeks. So I think the weirdest part for me, like being pregnant and everything, has been, not the weirdest, but it has been a weird thing for me that, like, I am very aware I'm pregnant, like, every second of every day. Like, you know, she's, like, kicking and moving and I can't breathe. So there's, like, a lot of aspects that this has changed my life for since, you know, February. But, like, for you, the experience has been totally different, right? So
yeah, I mean, I don't have a baby inside me, if that's what you mean.
I know, but so what's your, like, what would you say is like the biggest change for you?
That you have a baby inside you.
But how does that affect you?
It's a good question. We go on more walks lately.
Yeah.
I have to be always going to fill water up for you.
Yeah, I have my water.
And
bottle.
You always have heartburn.
Always.
And I cook food that typically you like and you won't eat it.
That did happen.
And then your food cravings change quickly. Mm-hmm. That was more the second, first trimester. Now you just get heartburn after you eat anything. You like crave weird things, like you want chicken wings now where you didn't always want chicken wings.
Yeah, buffalo sauce. It has to buffalo be sauce. The specific buffalo sauce. Because this has happened so many times. Can we talk about this story?
Yeah, this is your hosting, okay. So you can talk about whatever you want.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad that I have your permission. This is John's, like, thing this summer has been going to Buffalo Wild Wings. And he will go At least once a week.
No. No, it was like it's like yes. once every other week.
Whenever
couple times I went.
Okay, once a week. Whenever the Cubs are playing, which is
when the Cubs are playing, but I don't go to every anyway.
It's been twice a week. So he'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay.
That's a little
exaggerated. And he'll get some wings and all the things.
You just got heartburn again?
Yes, I did. And so he'll go, and I'm like, I don't want to sit in a booth for 3 hours, so I don't really go with you. And you'll always ask, you're so sweet, and you're like, hey, like, can I bring you back anything? And the last couple of times, I'm like, yeah, totally, bring me back some original buffalo wing sauce. Okay, so this has happened twice, where he'll bring wings home, and the first time he did this, I'm eating it, and I'm starting to sweat, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I can handle spicy. I really can. And I'm like, man, I can't handle this. I'm crying. This is so spicy. I thought this was like normal buffalo wing sauce. And then you were like,
it was like the wild sauce or the Reaper sauce. It was hot. It was hot for me, and I ate the second
what did you
sauce.
Say before? Because it was marked to be original buffalo.
Oh, I was
buffalo.
Like, you're probably just having weird cravings. It's probably just because you're pregnant.
Yeah, you were saying I couldn't handle the heat because I was pregnant. That's what you said? You're like, it's probably just because you're pregnant and you can't handle anything spicy. And I'm like, okay. And I believed him. And then I wanted to prove him wrong. I was like, no, I can handle this, even though I am pregnant. And then I ate all of them.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I left one for you. And then you were like, oh, yeah, no, I was wrong. This is not buffalo sauce.
It was definitely a hotter buffalo sauce. It was hot. It was hot.
So crazy.
Yep. Spicy wings.
And I think you did that on accident again. There's another time.
Too. No, one time
but
you
it
just
wasn't
got
the
my
hot,
wing
hot.
Mixed in with
yes.
it.
Yes. Because you were like, oh, yeah, let's. You didn't. You gave me like a bunch of options because that's what I would have wanted when I wasn't pregnant.
And you don't like it because it wasn't buffalo sauce.
I was like,
sauce.
I just wanted buffalo sauce. And you're going off
so,
of this previous.
So, men, if your wife's pregnant, then just give her whatever she wants, sauce wise, because it's not worth it. Doesn't make any sense. Just
go with it.
Go with it.
Yeah. No, that's true. It doesn't make any sense. Even to me, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Because I like different flavors.
Yes, you do.
Usually, but not anymore. The other thing was I always liked gnocchi. Like I love gnocchi, and I have not been able to eat it.
No, you had got some from Aldi, and then you couldn't even eat it.
Yeah, because it
was weird.
It was right when I got pregnant that I was eating it. And so anything that I ate right around when I conceived, I can't eat anymore. So yeah, that's how it's been going for me.
Mm-hmm.
And for you.
It's going good. We're making it. We have 5 to 6 weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
It's going good.
Mm-hmm.
I go on lots of walks, try to control my heartburn, and then I'm doing this good.
Try to control your heartburn?
Yeah.
No, the walks has definitely been helping. It's about like a mile that we walk. A mile every couple of days. I mean, like maybe 2 or 3 times a week now.
A mile a day keeps a pregnancy doctor away. Is that what they say?
I think I've heard something like that before.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Do you like all your doctors?
There's one that I'm a little iffy about.
The woman?
Yes.
Yeah, she was mean. I don't like her. I hope she doesn't. What happened to your whole system? Did it break?
I hope not.
We're going to keep rolling here. Technical difficulties, but you know. She's pregnant.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, we're good on that.
I think so.
Yeah, one of her doctors is kind of mean, but hopefully she doesn't. Isn't the one that conceives the baby?
Well, no one's conceiving any babies.
I mean, you conceived the baby. What am I saying? You conceived the baby.
I already did conceive a baby.
I'm so dumb. You can bleep that, but you can take that part out of the podcast.
No, keep going. What are you trying to say?
What's the word? Well, yes, we already conceived the baby. What's it called when the baby comes out? After conceive. You conceive, then you grow the baby in your tummy, it grows.
Yeah.
And then it's deliver.
There
you
go, you got it. I knew you could get there.
Lots of big words.
No, you're good.
Deliver. Yeah, hopefully she's not there, because all the other ones were nice, and I would be like, yeah. Oh, you're grouchy.
John came with me. We have two guy doctors. And they're John nice. Came with me. And yeah, we like them. So not worried about that. I think that'll be fine. Not worried about that now. I was a little nervous. I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And you're going to be, how do you feel about being the only one there with me in the delivery room?
The doctor will be there, the nurse will be there. What do you mean? I'm not the only one with you. I'm just going to do what the nurses say, and I'm just like, going to encourage you and be like...
You're going to be my person, though. Like the.
You know how Dory was like, just keep swimming? I'll just be like, just keep pushing, just keep breathing, you can do it.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, I think so. Be a good reminder. Yeah. What do you think about a birth plan?
Birth plan?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like having a plan. What is the birth plan, John Miller?
Push the baby out. It's the birth. Do what the doctor or nurse says to do. All I know so far, and I'll look into more research if I need to.
Okay.
But when to start looking for contractions, because you're not supposed to go in right away. Yeah. So I know that.
That's like a common mistake.
So contractions like every minute or 2 minutes means that it's time to go in. But if it's not that often,
if it's like once every 20 minutes, you stay home still?
Yep, something like that.
Okay.
I'll read up on the literature again.
What do you think about going to a class?
No, I don't need to. I watch a YouTube video, and I asked the doctor because the classes are still supposedly all virtual just virtual because of here, COVID. Yeah. So
at our hospital.
So yeah. There's no point because the doctor's like, no, I'm cool if you just watch YouTube videos. So that's the plan.
We did watch a few.
You know what you could do? What? Oh, no, our friends that we have friends in the city that just got rid of their goat farm. We could go watch a goat give birth. Go watch a goat give birth.
Have I seen a goat give birth?
Have you seen any animal give birth?
Have I seen any animal give birth?
Probably not. You're from the city. I've seen dogs give birth a lot. I've seen cows. I've seen...
we know. I know that you are very, knowledgeable in animals.
I know what to do. You just encourage the wife and you say, I love you. You're going to be okay. Just mm-hmm. keep pushing. Okay. Just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. And then when you get angry and yell at me, I just say, I love you. Just keep pushing. Just keep pushing.
Oh, no.
Because you're going to be like, I need this to get out. You're going to get, you're probably going to yell. I've seen it in movies before.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Just listen to the doctor. You'll be fine.
Okay. That's cool. All right. So no classes.
Unless you find an in-person class you really want to go to. Your nursery's all set up.
My nursery is our
nursery.
Up.
Rainbow's nursery.
Rama's nursery.
Everything's
our
officially.
Our stroller came in today.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. John and my dad and my mom, we all went to try to figure out what kind of stroller we wanted. So that was fun. And we kind of figured out we wanted a single stroller that was small. But we also really loved the concept of a wagon because the baby could lay down.
And we could stick our cat in there with her.
That I don't know if that was part of the reason, but
I'm just adding to the just okay. added to the reason.
Add to the reason, okay. So yeah, so that we got our stroller today, and John helped me set it up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the one I ordered?
I like it. It's very sturdy. The wheels are nice.
She just kicked.
She's kicking.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's a very nice stroller. There's only one thing we couldn't figure out about it, but we don't. It's like. We don't need to figure it out yet.
Yeah, I was starting to get heartburn, so I was like, let's take a pause.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I'll let you know in 3-4 months
mm-hmm.
what I think about it.
Okay. We're going to do another review.
Do an update on stroller.
On the stroller. Okay. Love that. Yeah. Because this one's really unique. I've never seen anybody find this one, but it's a single stroller that turns into a wagon, and the wagon can have probably 2 kids in it, but then you can also find an attachment for a scooter in the back, and I think that's genius. So
I just thought of the craziest I just thought of a really good idea.
What's that?
Hear me out.
Okay.
A stroller racing league for dads with toddlers, because it's two toddlers would love it. All right, so you get 10 dads, they bring their toddlers. toddlers like to go fast in strollers, right? Mm-hmm. Well, dads like to be competitive. Mm-hmm. And then you soup up strollers, and then you race kids around in like a circle, like NASCAR style.
Would the dads be running?
Yeah. It's exercise, too.
Yeah.
I could see that on ESPN.
That would be very family friendly. I would love that.
I'm saying.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Should get it started. John Miller.
Thank you. What would it be called?
Dads and Strollers. The Daddy Dash. The
Daddy Dash. There you go.
Toddler Run.
But the toddlers aren't running. They're just sitting and crying and yelling. And
they're involved. So that's a great idea. You should start it in the neighborhood. I feel like this neighborhood would
do
that.
We have Oak Park Dads. I'm soon to be dad, and I'm a part of the Oak Park Dads Cornhole League.
Yeah.
Yep. That was fun.
That's great. There you go. They just like got you in right away. I'm a part of the Mom's Mops group.
Is that what you guys talk about, like mopping and the best mops and techniques and how to get mud off the floor?
No, it stands for Mothers of Preschoolers.
Oh.
But that's back when preschoolers didn't go to preschool, I think.
Oh.
So they created.
Raymond's got a long time before she's a preschooler.
I know. So now they changed it because apparently mops is a bad word in another language.
Oh.
So they just changed it this year, I believe.
I'll have to do some research. That sounds good.
Sounds very interesting. But yeah, now they changed it, and I'm glad because it really doesn't mean moms are preschoolers. It means just it's like a place for moms to hang out and be able to take their kids and get childcare. So I'm already part of that group, and that's nice. It's good to have community when you're like new parents because you don't know what the heck you're doing. You know, it's kind of nice too. Our neighbors like dropped off stuff. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of
Your neighbor's got an infant. He's giving me advice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice did he give you?
Just getting the baby on sleeping patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I don't know. And how it's okay if a baby cries.
Okay. Good tip.
Just let the baby cry. It's good for it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Does he get up in the middle of the night?
I think so. I don't know.
Wow. I love that. That's great. Are you going to get up in the middle of the night with Rima?
Yeah. When I need to.
You going to feed her?
Is that a trick question?
It kind of is. Because we don't know about the whole nursing thing, like how much we'll be doing of that. But we're going to try as much as we can. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. I will help wherever I need to be helped.
I think I want to do like a combo. Like get the bottles going.
You can figure it out. But for a while, you breastfeed, right?
Yeah.
So we got to do that anyway.
Yeah, definitely in the beginning.
You got time.
But apparently if you do it, like, if you mix it up in the beginning, you can't risk nipple confusion, I guess. Like, it's less. That's what people who've actually done both, have told me.
What's nipple confusion? The baby doesn't know to go to the right or left nipple, or?
No. Like, they don't, they.
You got to label it. Like, this one's for today, this one's for tomorrow.
No, like they get confused. They only want the bottle. They don't want the
nipple. Let's even this out a little bit. I have lots of questions, but I probably shouldn't ask them on this. Do you like take turns like with the different nipples to then like, okay.
I think so.
I wondered how that works.
And they said that like, yeah. And then apparently like your body knows when to not produce as much, I guess, too. So if you're pumping just to pump, your body will produce more milk than is needed. Because your body is going off of how much milk is getting taken out.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be careful with that. You don't want to pump too much, I guess.
That makes sense.
I don't know. This is all so new. So new.
You got lots of learning to do.
Yeah, lots of learning. We had 3 baby showers.
We did. Not going to lie, I'm kind of glad that those are over.
I enjoyed them. I think the thing, though, is that I was so anxious to get everything set up for Rayma that it's nice to not, to just have all the things that,
yep,
all the gifts.
We're all prepared.
Yeah, and having everything set up. We actually are. Like, today is the day that we got everything we need.
Yeah. We don't need to get anything else.
Yeah, we have, like, a grow with us car seat, too. That's, like, the really big one that will be for her when she's a toddler. But you can fit little infants in as well. So we got that today. And the stroller. So that's exciting. But, yeah, you weren't too thrilled about the baby showers. Because you were involved with one.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
I'm
still recovering from that trauma.
Showing off your thigh?
No, I'm just trying to get comfy.
My sister made him change a baby doll.
No, I didn't do it. I threw it down.
Funny.
I don't play with dolls.
I think it was so funny. You could have been a good sport. You weren't a very good sport.
I communicated my boundaries. I said, I'm not playing games, silly games. You know I don't mess around with dolls. And then they handed me a doll with a diaper on it. I'm not doing it.
You have to tell Gloria these things.
How you told her? I didn't do it.
I didn't plan this shindig.
You guys, they know me. They know I'm not going to play with
dolls. I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But you were nice. You helped us set up. I think you helped your mom set up, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did different things. I helped do a lot of balloons. I babysat during the baby shower. That was fun.
At your mom's, like, when we do stuff together and it's just, like, a girl thing, there's too many guys. So it was funny because we were kind of like, when are the guys leaving? Because there's just so many of you guys. You know what I mean? So she was like, go. And I kind of get it now. I kind of get it a little bit more. It's like, yeah. You served your purpose.
Mm.
You put the balloons up.
Yep.
Basically, so.
Baby showers are done. We're all good to go.
Mm-hmm. What is your one tip before we head out from this podcast? What is your one tip for a husband who now has a pregnant wife? Because that's really your role right now. Like, it's not like you're a dad or anything. It's just you're this husband who has a pregnant wife. What's your one tip?
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm thinking. I got a couple. What would my one tip be?
Okay, you can
just
do
to
more.
My one tip. Well, in a lot less serious way, just find food. Like, just be okay with food options changing all the time, and just be up to go grab food or make something new. And don't be offended when she doesn't like the food that you typically make, or you make like 20 meals and then she doesn't eat any of the food that you made, and then you got to eat all of it.
Yeah.
That's one tip. The other tip is just be supportive and however you can. Little things like going to fill up water and, forcing's a strong word, but strongly encouraging walks. When you don't want to go on walks that you know is going to be good.
Because walking is so uncomfortable.
Things like that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And try to care about stuff that you really don't care about, like strollers and car seats and baby nipple confusion. I actually care about that more than the other stuff. But
why? Because you find it interesting? Oh, my gosh.
I just like your nipples.
That's such a kind thing.
Just be supportive however you can.
Okay. There you have it, everyone.
Are you allowed to say nipples on this podcast?
Yes.
We're going to get
again, it's part of my life, so like I don't know why.
Who termed that? Who thought of what doctor was like, this is called nipple confusion?
I don't know, but it makes sense. Would you call it something else?
No, I think it's time to wrap up this episode.
I think so, too. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on the You Are Covered podcast. Remember, you can follow me on everything, Hannah Lynn Miller, and then also for the podcast, You Are Covered podcast on all the platforms. And, yeah, remember, God's got you, and you are covered.
Thanks for listening.